Just so you're aware of what follows, let me offer a brief outline of the format of the meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear a chime sounded twice. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to bring your attention to what arises for you as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse each time you hear the chime, before we move on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch your breath, just deepening your breathing. And on each exhale, becoming more relaxed in the body. And as you continue to watch your breath, just taking a moment to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And you're invited to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing your thoughts to settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as your body is relaxed, and your mind is still and clear. So now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him, let him deliver him, since he delights in him." But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones, they look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard, My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. And now, just bringing your attention to your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. And with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body, of your presence in the room. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes, bringing the presence of the Word of the Lord into waking consciousness.